So we've been hearing about the Grand Princess cruise ship, which docked today in Oakland. It's carrying at least 21 people who have been diagnosed with the novel coronavirus, or COVID-19. And there's a lot of news to report locally on that, Joanne. UC Berkeley has announced that beginning tomorrow, it is suspending most in-person classes. It will offer all lectures and seminar instruction and assessments by, quote, alternative modalities. In other words, they'll be online. That will be the case to the end of spring break, March 29th. So in the midst of the pandemic, many local companies are forcing people to work remotely, but the economic impact of shutdowns and event cancellations could be severe and have long-term ramifications. KALW's Sona Avakian has more on what may be done to help with a potential financial crisis.
The San Francisco Department of Public Health sent out a text advisory on Friday. It said it recommends that all non-essential large gatherings of people be canceled for the next 2 weeks in order to prevent the spread of the novel coronavirus. In response, San Francisco Supervisor Dean Preston, who represents District 5, plans to introduce legislation tomorrow to stop evictions based on the loss of income associated with the crisis. Preston said in a Facebook post Friday, quote, "With San Franciscans being urged to stay home and the possibility of further quarantine, it is essential to take action to prevent eviction of tenants who can't pay rent if they lose income," end quote. His post goes on to say that the law will stipulate that during the state of emergency based on COVID-19, no landlord shall evict a tenant for non-payment of rent if ability to pay rent is due to coronavirus or following government-recommended coronavirus precautions. If the proposal were to pass, it's not clear yet how a tenant could prove that their loss of income is due to COVID-19. For KALW News, I'm Sona Avakian.